You're listening to SBS News.
It was a chummy start to the Quad Summit, the four leaders posing for what's called a family photo, as Anthony Albanese and US President Joe Biden greeted each other with familiarity. The US President was quick to grant Australia's new PM a free pass.
Prime Minister Albanese, I welcome you to your first Quad meeting. Like I said, you got on a plane, you were sworn in, got in a plane, and if you fall asleep while you're here, it's okay. Because I don't know how you're doing it.
It's Anthony Albanese's first international engagement and used the world stage to outline his agenda.
The new Australian government's priorities align with the Quad agenda, taking action on climate change and building a stronger and more resilient Indo-Pacific region through better economic security, better cyber security, better energy security, and better environmental and health security.
The quartet expressed concern over the Ukraine invasion, host Prime Minister Kishida looking at how best to ensure it doesn't happen in the Pacific.
We should therefore listen carefully to the voices of the countries in the ASEAN, South Asia, as well as the Pacific Island countries.
The Prime Minister of Japan made Australia's new government feel welcome.
I would like to offer my sincere congratulations for assuming the post of Prime Minister. And thank you very much for flying over to Japan right after the election.
Beijing has also sent its congratulations to the new Prime Minister in what could be an end to the diplomatic freeze of ministerial communications between China and Australia. The nation's premier, Li Keqiang, sent the congratulatory message, and overnight, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Wang Wenbin also commented on Saturday's result.
We note that Mr. Albanese led the Australian Labor Party to a victory in the federal election, and we offer our congratulations. In the 1970s, the Australian government, led by the Labor Party, made the right choice to establish diplomatic relations with China.
Australia has said China blocked talks at the ministerial level near the beginning of 2020, and there are hopes the political reset in Australia could resume communication. But defence and security expert at the Australian National University, John Blaxland, says it's likely to be a slow road.
This reach out from China is a bit of an olive branch. It's a bit of an opening of the freezer door, if you like. And there is an opportunity here for Australia to explore around the margins a way of improving relations with China. So the future, I think, is going to see incremental but modest constructive steps towards some kind of rapprochement between Australia and China.
But when asked in Tokyo whether the letter would spark some action in return by the government, Anthony Albanese remained coy.
I have received now a letter of congratulations from Premier Li, as I have from other world leaders, and I welcome that. We will respond appropriately in time when I return to Australia.
China's increasing dominance in the Pacific has been causing some concern for the West. The former Morrison government received criticism for its response to dealing with the security pact signed between China and Solomon Islands, and the incoming Labor government is hoping to further increase engagement with the neighbouring nations. On Monday, Foreign Minister Penny Wong delivered a message to Pacific nations, saying Australia would stand with them shoulder to shoulder, and again promoting the government's more progressive stance on climate change.
Our region faces unprecedented challenges, but we will face these challenges together, and we will achieve our shared aspirations together. We want to help build a stronger Pacific family. That is why we will do more, but we will also do it better. We will listen because we care what the Pacific has to say.
John Blaxland says the focus on climate, the biggest issue facing the region, could help to combat some of the growing influence of China.
There's a real sense that momentum is building for Australia to engage in a deeper, broader way than has happened in the past without the hang-ups over environmental issues. So I think that's a bit of a game changer, and that's likely to see quite a significant turnaround in terms of deepening ties.
Tensions, though, remain in ties to Taiwan after President Biden said the US would intervene militarily if China were to invade the self-governing island. He stepped back from that position today, the president committing to maintain strategic ambiguity over Taiwan. Anthony Albanese adamant neither position has changed.
Well, President Biden has confirmed there's no change in the United States position, and I confirm there's no change in Australia's position. Our position is there should be no unilateral change to the status quo.
Muddy waters the new PM will have to wade through. Anthony Albanese has confirmed the next Quad meeting will be held in Australia in 2023. Krishani Danji, SBS News.